Venezuela's Maduro calls fly-in TV studio imperialist aggression, blames Mike Pence. By BenQ on October 12, 2020. Venezuelan dictator Nicolás Maduro blamed Vice President Mike Pence for a fly that appeared in his TV studio at the Miraflores on Sunday, describing its presence as a form of imperialist aggression. During last week's vice presidential debate between Pence and Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, a fly landed on Pence's hair and remained there for around a minute. The incident led to widespread mockery from the liberal media, despite the fact that flies have previously landed on both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama during important addresses. The fly also caught the attention of Maduro, who noticed a fly in the TV studio as he was delivering his live propaganda address to the nation. "There is a fly out there," he declared. "Mike Pence's fly came here to Miraflores. It is trying to hit me on the head. No, no, fly, in English, go home. This is another imperialist aggression." The term imperialist aggression is regularly used by Maduro and other Latin American regimes such as Castro's Cuba and Evo Morales' former regime in Bolivia to refer to America's interest in preserving peace and democracy in the region. Over the past few years, the Trump administration has imposed multiple rounds of economic sanctions against the Maduro regime in Venezuela in an effort to remove him from power and instigate a transition to democracy in the country, currently in the midst of the worst political, economic, and humanitarian crisis in its history. In March, Maduro responded to the U.S. Department of Justice branding him a narco-terrorist and offering a $15 million reward for information leading to his capture by describing the move as another imperialist aggression against our fatherland and our people. "This is an enormous defamation against a good part of the fundamental leadership of the Bolivarian Revolution," he said at the time. "Every day that goes by, the moral superiority of the Bolivarian, socialist, Chavista revolution and its material realizations over capitalism become clearer." The U.S. government has targeted several Maduro officials for arrest, prominently including Oil Minister Tarek El Asami and the head of Maduro's parallel legislature Diosdado Cabello, in response to extensive evidence that they are involved in multinational cocaine trafficking. Follow BenQ on Parler, Facebook, or Twitter. You can email him at bq@breitbart.com.